There's 3 days and 6 texts, which means we're going to try to now cover 2 texts a day. We'll speed up a little bit. I wish I had one more day, but anyway. Huh? Yeah, not until the afternoon. I could do one more day. It might be very hard. Maybe we'll do like tail end, half class or something. I don't really leave until the evening. I don't really get to Los Angeles until midnight. After a short stay in some godforsaken place, Minneapolis, St. Paul or something. It's not really godforsaken, of course. Only seems that way, at least in the airport. Okay. So I'm not going to worry too far. Well, anyway, we'll just see how far we get. Okay. Who's going to chant this Trishastika prayers now? Ready? Kitu Darpana. Now we're going to listen. You want to do them together? Is there
everybody no, ready? I'm used to doing it together.
Kitu Darpana. I don't do it this way because I figured this time we get a chance to hear it twice. Kitu Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadha Bhagni Nirvapanam.
Kitu Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadha Bhagni Nirvapanam.
Shriyakairavachandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam.
Shriyakairavachandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam.
Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritta Shvadhanam.
Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritta Shvadhanam.
Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Nam Nam Makari Bahuda Nidya Sarva Shaktis.
Nam Nam Makari Bahuda Nidya Sarva Shaktis.
Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha.
Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha.
Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Durdaiva middishamiha janina nuraga.
Durdaiva middishamiha janina nuraga.
Chunadapi suni chena.
Chunadapi suni chena.
Karoriva suhishnuna.
Karoriva suhishnuna.
Amanina manadena.
Amanina manadena.
Kirtaniya sadaharihi.
Kirtaniya sadaharihi.
Nadhanam na janam na sundarim.
Nadhanam na janam na sundarim.
Kavitamba jagadisha kamaye.
Kavitamba jagadisha kamaye.
Mamma janmani janmanishvare.
Mamma janmani janmanishvare.
Bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ki twai.
Bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ki twai.
Ainanda tanuja kinkaram.
Ainanda tanuja kinkaram.
Utitamam vishyame bhavam buddhau.
Utitamam vishyame bhavam buddhau.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Chittadhuli saddisham vichintaya.
Chittadhuli saddisham vichintaya.
Nayanam galadastru dharaya.
Nayanam galadastru dharaya.
Vardhanam gadgada ruddaya gira.
Vardhanam gadgada ruddaya gira.
Pulakar nichitam vapukkada.
Pulakar nichitam vapukkada.
Tavanama grahane bhavishyati.
Tavanama grahane bhavishyati.
Gaitam nimishena.
Gaitam nimishena.
Chakshusha pra Vrishayitam
Shashisha Pravrishayitam
Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam
Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam
Govinda Virahename
Govinda Virahename
Aslishya Vaparattam Vinashtumam
Aslishya Vaparattam Vinashtumam.
Adarshanam marma hatam karotuva.
Adarshanam marma hatam karotuva.
Yata tatava vidadatu lampato.
Yata tatava vidadatu lampato.
Matrananatastusa evanapara.
Matrananatastusa evanapara.
So now we return to text. You will recall the second text indicates the chanting of the holy name while trying to become free from offenses, or the stage of progression in progression known as anartha nirvritti. This durdaivam is the indication of recognition and regret or offenses, and the attempt to become free from those offenses. Next, number three, indicates the stage of nishta, steadiness. And Prabhupada says to us that we should become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. That was one of his characteristic phrases. I want you all to be fixed up. When I joined the movement, everybody was talking about getting fixed up. That's nishta. That's what he means by nishta. Because there's still some ways to go until prema. Still, when someone achieves the stage of nishta, it's rare they fall down. Falling down can take place even on the stage of bhava. But anishta, actually, it usually doesn't happen. So this is the mental characteristic. As this verse says, kirtaniya sadaharihi, indicates that the holy name is always to be chanted. So that always, that sada, is the indication of steadiness in Krishna consciousness. This verse follows very naturally from the previous verse. If there's recognition of offenses in chanting, and one has acknowledged one's offenses in chanting, then naturally humility is there. If there's a big false ego and one artificially thinks oneself advanced, which is one of the early characteristics of unsteadiness, utsaha mayi, thinking because you've gone three weeks without falling down, you're a Mahabhagavata or whatever. But that sincere contrition and dedication to reform, this is the characteristic. Naturally, then one becomes humble. So here this humility is described in three ways. Trinadapi sunichena, being lower than, by means of, these are all in the instrumental, by means of. You can always, you can fulfill this kirtaniya sadahari by the following conditions and the following means, that you are lower than the trina. Trina, you know this word trina? Trinavarta? The one who carries the grass, the whirlwind carries the grass up. So trina means those little pieces of grass or straw. So it's either grass or straw or both, and the word apparently is used in both ways, live grass or dead grass. Trinad, then api, lower than the downtrodden grass, Prabhupada says here. Tarodiva sahishnuna. There's a variant reading in this verse. Toror api suhishnuna. Many times Prabhupada says toror api suhishnuna. And in some places I've seen this text written with an api instead of an eva. So I suspect that somewhere there's a variant reading. It's the kind of little variation that creeps in when the scribes others attempted. But here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I'm regarding as authoritative, it's Eva. Here means like, or Upi means than, in that this case. But here, but notice in the more tolerant is what so Prabhupada puts the Upi in the running translation even. Tororiva suhishnuna. With tolerance like that of a tree. Amanina manadena. Mana is means, among other things, pride. So amana means without pride. Without pride. But manada, manadena is instrumental for manada. Giving, in this case, mana means respect. You're giving respect to others. You're not seeking any respect for yourself without the desire for being honored. But giving honor to others. That's the two sides of it. So he says, does not expect personal honor, amanina, but prepared to give respects to others, then he can fulfill this requirement, kirtaniya sada harihi. Okay. Always chant the holy name of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his own expansion of this, or purport, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The narration says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. See, he's being depicted here as reciting these verses and talking about them to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, is very confidential servants. Hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. By the way, before the previous verse, he is described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he recites the previous verse, Namna Makari Bahuda. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. It says here. So this is the characteristic of his mentality in reciting the second verse, is a one of lamentation and humility. That is, this durdaivam is the freighted word in this verse especially. A strong sense of the Lord's mercy and the strong sense of one's deficiency in receiving it. So that's why this is continues. Here he now says, hear from me the symptoms how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that prema upajaya, prema is awakened, dormant prema is awakened. So then he continues, so the Sanskrit, one who thinks himself lower than the grass, who's more tolerant than a tree, who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. And then it continues in Bengali. You have to notice what the text, or what language the text are in, because sometimes it looks like it's repetition. But actually, one in the original, one is in Sanskrit and the other is in Bengali. Sometimes a translation or sometimes it purports. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, these are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although he is very exalted, uttama, he says he's uttama, he is exalted. He thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground. But people are baffled by this condition. How can you be exalted and not know it? So we will we will discuss this. And like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways. Vriksha sama, he's like a tree. So, but there are two ways of what this means to be tolerant. So now he explains these. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. So that's one tolerance. And even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet still gives shelter to others. So there's two ideas built into this. One, that it does not protest. And at the same time, maintains, even when itself is being in distress, doesn't tolerate the distress, and that does not stop it from being magnanimous. Gives. So this is the condition of a devotee that will still give Krishna consciousness, still help other people, even though he may himself be in distress. You will notice that in the material world, usually we have time for other people's miseries only when we are not preoccupied by our own. If we got a pile of troubles that are bothering us, we have no time or consideration for other people's troubles. Only when, you know, you're in good shape, then you're okay, now I can. But a devotee's not like that. Even if there's so many difficulties, still he has time to hear other people's. His compassion does not go away. So this is a lack of selfishness. Lack of selfishness is very hard for us to understand because we have become preoccupied overly with our own condition. A certain amount of looking at yourself is healthy, but then it becomes an obsession. I remember when, before I was a devotee, I could always tell when some friend of mine was undergoing psychoanalysis because their world shrank to themselves. They became like so self-absorbed they were the main drama and everybody else was a bit player in their drama. This is also a form of selfishness. We are the ones that have to put Krishna in the center. So if we become one person has claimed that narcissism, excessive self-regard is a spreading disease. There's something called a narcissistic personality disorder. Why your own thoughts and feelings are very real to you, other people's are not. You can't really relate to them as independent human beings. You think you're special and wonderful and chosen by fate or God or something like that. You think you won't die, and so on. So nothing bad can happen to me because I'm just so special. Little of that you need to survive. it's common in the young, of course. That's why they need young people to be soldiers, because they go into battlefield thinking that somehow, feeling sorry for the guys next to them who are going to die, but they think themselves are special. Nothing bad can happen to me, especially if they're raised in an American suburb. But it doesn't take but a little bit of experience before you find out afterwards. And of course, people who are older, even if they can put up with the physical demands of battle, then the protective narcissistic bubble is gone. they know better. They know how vulnerable you are. So it's a very symptom of young people often. Anyway, this self-centeredness is there. Even if you yourself are in distress, you still have consideration for other people. So this the kind of scenario, or little story that's told of the tree. When it's cut down, so the woodsman comes with an axe to cut the tree down. So first he fills his belly on the fruit of the tree. Then he takes a nap in its shade. Then he cuts it down. The tree gives the fruit and gives the shade, even though the person is there to cut him down. This is the more tolerant than the tree, let me say. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues. Although a Vaishnava is a most exalted person, he is prideless. Here he uses the Bengali word nirabhiman. Abhiman is a very special Bengali word for pride. He's nirabhiman. He's prideless and gives respect to everyone, knowing Krishna Adhisthana, that everyone is the resting place of Krishna. So you don't have to consider that person's qualifications or lack of qualifications. You just say, everyone is the resting place of Krishna, before I give them respect. Just like there's a temple with the Krishna deities there, you bow down, you respect the temple, even though it may be shabby, in need of repair, or may be very opulent. Still, Krishna's there, the temple. If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. Well, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion of this particular text. Now the issue of humility. Because sometimes you hear, how does one become humble? Prabhupada said, well, just by being humble. It's like, how does one become humble? The answer to this is by seeing things factually as they are. It's not that you're great and have to think yourself into humility. It's that you have to get rid of the delusions and illusions, and then you'll become humble. One time Prabhupada said, don't become puffed up. Remember, you're always dealing with Krishna. So if we become proud, it means that I've forgotten Krishna. If Krishna is there within your view of reality, then you will be humble. Because Krishna is great and we are small. Not only that, any ability or talent or anything that we do that may get some acknowledgement or recognition from others is bestowed upon us by Krishna. We use the expression gifted. Who gave the gift? Where did it come from? It was bestowed. If you have a particular talent and ability, you just notice that somehow you're able to do something. You don't know why you can do it. Somebody plays a tune and you can reproduce it exactly, you can just do it. Somebody else tries, well, it's not there. One has a musical gift, the other one doesn't. Some have the other. You don't know how you got what you have. It's given. Even the dexterity of my right hand, I mean, how do I do that? I have no idea. All I know is I want to do something, and it does it. Am I so great that I made this myself? No, I just put in this body and it works. And as a devotee, you remember why it works. It works because of Krishna. It works because of the Super Soul. So therefore, we don't take credit. We don't take credit. Prabhupada also said, when he was asked about these prayers, why, if surrender to a spiritual master is so important, why is that not mentioned in the Shishastika prayers? Prabhupada said it's implicit in this one. Because it is by serving a spiritual master that one learns how to be humble. The humility being now here that by serving a servant of Krishna, I take my place down in the chain. I should not want to become Krishna's direct servant. Now, that's another form of pride. Okay, I'm taking the servant, but I'm the number one servant. I'm the top servant. All other servants serve me. You know. So one has to be trained by serving a spiritual master how to become the servant of someone who's the servant, again of someone who's the servant. So the service attitude has to remain. That's very, very important. Surrender to the spiritual master. And, you know, there's an interactive relationship until one is fairly advanced. One doesn't have so many interactions with Krishna. But the agent of Krishna sent to us to be Krishna's agent, the spiritual master, is there for that interactive experience of sometimes rebuking, chastising, feedback, and all those kinds of things. Humility also develops naturally if one is chanting on the clearing platform. Because by chanting, while trying to give up offenses, and therefore at least coming into contact with the Nama Vas, just that contact with Krishna will naturally begin to arouse feelings of humility. That should happen. Because I say it's the reality. Because Bhakti, in talking about this, both in this commentary on the Shishastika prayers and also in Bhajana Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this is a condition, humility is a condition from understanding, from giving up one's identification with the material body, which is to say, false ego. So as long as we identify with the material body, pride is possible. Even people in material bodies who identify with it and become downtrodden because of social or economic circumstances, they don't become humble as a rule by itself. They become humiliated and angry and resentful, which is a form of pride. And if again they're restored to some position, they're interested in proving themselves and it's sometimes in revenge and making other people downtrod and humiliated to express their anger at how they were treated. Doesn't even have to be the same people that did something to you. Any substitute will do. And so the injustice goes on. People don't realize this. There's no virtue in being a victim unless you forgive those who have victimized you. Because if you don't forgive them, then that resentment and hatred causes bondage. And so if not in this life, the next life, you'll have to take birth just to express it. To be both is bondage, to abuse power, and it's also bondage to be abused. And that's why karmically, you know, one life, one is the master.